We may think of a nature center as a place with an interpretive building and a few wooded acres where one can hike. So when you come to the nature center here near Le Sueur, Minnesota, you may be surprised that you'll find not one, but two farmsteads that have been transformed into a place to enjoy and learn about the past and present of the place. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Along the bluffs of the Minnesota River just north of Le Sueur, you'll find a nature center that is far different than most you can visit in this nation.
The Nye family, they came from Prussia. They traveled all the way over here and settled along the Minnesota River bluff mid-1850s, built a log cabin and cleared some land.
As Becky Pollock explains, the family farmed the land for several generations, leaving many of the original structures intact over the years.
Up until about 1997, when Ruby Nye passed away, she bequeathed all the land to Le Sueur County to become a nature preserve. And so with that, local people got together creating a nonprofit called the Nye Nature Center.
We may think of nature centers as being a building with a few surrounding acres, but this place is quite extensive.
It's made up of two homesteads. It's 446 acres. So there's the original Nye place, which includes their log cabin, as well as then the Kalo homestead, which they acquired at some point and was part of their farm holdings as their farm grew.
Becky and the staff here conduct a variety of programs throughout the year that attract people of all ages from many miles away to this old farmstead with the beautiful river views. One of her favorite activities takes place in the winter.
We've been making maple syrup for several years. We tap over 100 trees each spring and go around and collect all the sap and boil it down. It takes 40 gallons of sap to make about 1 gallon of syrup.
There's always a variety of things to see and do, and some simply enjoy the chance to take a walk, see the old farm buildings, and enjoy the view. Traveling the countryside near Le Sueur, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.